Think of these quick tip episodes like a cold water swim. In just a few minutes, you can get some amazing benefits to support you on your speaking journey. And bonus, the only thing that's getting wet here is your appetite to try this stuff out. And if you have a question you want me to answer about anything related to speaking, storytelling, pitching, performance or humour, then DM me on Instagram, LinkedIn or Twitter at SarahArcher15. Hello, how are you? I'm very well. I've been working on a project which I shall be revealing in the very near future. And I've also had some calls recently with listeners of the podcast, and it's been fab to hear from them how the show has been helping on their speaking journey. And as we head towards 300 shows, it's been a long time, I want to make sure that the content I'm putting out on the podcast is still as relevant and helpful to you for the next 100 shows. And so I want to ask for your help. I want to ask you to think about what questions you have about speaking. What obstacles are getting in the way of your speaking journey? Are there things that you want to improve? What are the speaking goals you're trying to reach? And what help do you need to get there? And from pondering on those, probably some things are starting to come up for you, popped into your head. If you're up for it, I would love it if you would pop me over an email at sarah@saraharcher.co.uk. That's Sarah with an H, at Sarah Archer, as in bow and arrow, .co.uk, and put speaking club in the subject line and share what's come up for you. You know, what are the things that are getting in the way? What do you want to know? And that's going to enable me to create episodes that connect more deeply or as deeply with where you are and what you need help with. And who knows, we might even get you on the show to get coached. You see, the trouble is that the further along the journey we go, the less connected we can be with our audience. And that's really what today's show is all about. And that's because, like me, you have been on a journey. And it's a journey that has likely had metaphorical or possibly even real mountains to climb, raging waters to cross, and dragons to slay. But you have conquered the challenges you faced and solved the problem. And when you reached the shores of the solution, you looked back and saw that others were stuck with the same problem, and you felt a calling to help them too. Maybe you wrote a book to show others the way. Maybe you started a company, and now you want to speak to reach more people, to have more impact, and also to make a healthy income. And that's all good. But the trouble is that in making that journey, you've changed. You see the world differently. You've become the expert, the hero, and therein lies a huge obstacle that I see get in the way of many people achieving the results that they want as a speaker. And let me illustrate what I'm talking about through a reimagination of the story of Rapunzel. This is a story about a girl stolen as a baby by a sorceress and imprisoned in a tower for years and years. And this tower that she was in, it had no doors or stairs. And the only way to reach Rapunzel was if she threw her super long hair down from a window at the top for people to climb up. I bet she got some headaches. And in the original fairy tale, a prince hears Rapunzel singing, falls in love, and wants to get into the tower to proclaim his love and save her. Now, from this point on, let's imagine you as the speaker are the prince, and Rapunzel is your target audience who you're looking to help. So you shout up, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. And she shouts down, who are you? And why should I? Apparently she's from Liverpool. Anyway, you shout up, I'm here to rescue you from this awful tower. Then I'm going to marry you and we shall have many children and live in my palace happily ever after. And Rapunzel leans out and says, hold the phone, matey. First, this tower is my home. And second, if I did leave, I would want to travel and see the world, not get married and have a load of sprogs and live in a crusty old palace. On your bike. Now the prince has really messed this interaction up because he's failed to connect with where she is. So now what happens? Well, maybe another hero will come along who says the things that she can relate to. Or she'll get stuck in the tower and have a horrible life. Or eventually she'll work out a way to save herself. But just like the people that you can help in your audience, we want her to pick you to help her solve her problem faster. But to do that, you've got to work out what's going to make Rapunzel pay attention and throw down her hair. And to do that, you need to think like the victim, not the hero. What is Rapunzel thinking? What assumptions is she making? How does she view things? Stepping into her shoes, into her mind, her feelings and her beliefs will help you connect with her problem and her pain as she sees it. It will also help you to see what she wants, which is not necessarily what you know from your experience that she actually needs. The thing is to get people's attention, to get them on board. We've got to sell them what they want so that they are open to you showing them what they really need. For example, one of my clients wants to help people in the corporate world overcome the baggage from trauma in their past that's holding them back. But though she knows that it's the trauma holding them back, that's responsible for their thoughts and their behaviours, they don't know that. They're experiencing it as a lack of confidence or imposter syndrome that's stopping them from getting their dream job, which is what they want. And she has to sell them on getting that dream job through removing those obstacles before she can show them what the real prize is, which is obviously living a life where they're fully expressed and in control rather than their potential being limited by their past. And if they can do that, it'll give them a whole world of possibilities, not just for their work, but for their future life too. And that leads us to the next job to do. Unfortunately, you can't just tell people these things, and you've probably heard me say this before. You've got to find a way to lead them to seeing the world differently for themselves, the way that you now see it. And you're probably wondering, oh, okay, Sarah, so how do you do that? Well, that's where creating the right story comes in. If the prince could share a story about another princess who was in a similar situation but overcame her fear of leaving to enjoy freedom and love, it would help Rapunzel to have her own epiphany around staying versus leaving. And when it comes to us as speakers, the story we share that leads them to have that aha moment might be our own story from when we were in their shoes, or it might be another person's story. But whatever story it is, it will have that transformation in it, someone moving from where they are to that place they're trying to get to. But making that connection with our audience, being able to shift their perspective, all starts with developing what I call audience intimacy. And sometimes when I start working with speakers on this, I feel a lot like Mr. Miyagi, who, if you don't know, is a character in the film Karate Kid. Have you seen it? It's a favourite of mine. And I love the spin-off series Cobra Kai too. It's really sort of 80s stuff. And if you haven't seen it though, don't worry, because here's what you need to know from the film to pick up the point that I want to make. Daniel, who is the star of the film, is a young lad who keeps getting beaten up at school, and he wants to be able to defend himself. His next door neighbour, Mr. Miyagi, sees Daniel suffering and he offers to teach him karate, or karate, as they say. So Daniel turns up at Mr. Miyagi's house, ready to learn karate. But for weeks, instead of teaching him the moves, Mr. Miyagi gets him painting fences and cleaning his cars. You might have heard of one of the famous quotes from the film, "Wax on, wax off." Anyway, Daniel does this for a little bit without complaining, but eventually he gets frustrated and he basically says, "I didn't come here to learn how to clean cars. I came here to learn how to fight." And then Mr. Miyagi quietly shows Daniel how the movements he's been using to paint fences and clean cars are the fundamental defense positions in karate. And the penny drops for Daniel. Basically, through those frustrating activities that Daniel thought had nothing to teach him, Mr. Miyagi had drilled the fundamentals needed to become a great karateist. I'm not actually sure that's a word. Anyway, we'll go with it. So, what do me and Mr. Miyagi have in common? Well, people come to me because they want to become a great speaker. And when they start working with me, they might feel a bit like Daniel, because we start with these exercises around audience intimacy. Now, if you're anything like some of the authors and experts I work with, you might be thinking, "Oh my God, I've done all that stuff. I had to do it for my business. I had to do it for my book. Surely it's just the same stuff." Well, no, it's not actually. This isn't like your usual superficial avatar stuff. Where does my audience buy groceries and how many kids do they have? No, it's a deep dive into the context, thoughts, beliefs and behaviours of your audience. And just like wax on, wax off, these are the fundamental building blocks of creating a great talk and becoming a great speaker. Because if, as I said, if you can step into your audience's shoes, get under their skin and truly connect with where they are, how they see things, where they want to be, then you will be able to identify the idea that will create the shift you need them to make. And that's exactly the process that two of my speaking clients, Lavanya and Monda, went through in creating their talks. And because their message resonated so strongly with their audiences, their results were fantastic. Lavanya is an energy coach, and from these exercises, she identified a big idea for her talk that challenged a strongly held but rarely spoken about belief of her audience. And when she called that belief out and challenged it, it not only increased the number of people attending her talk, but it also resulted in the most engaged audience they'd ever had, and Lavanya picking up 40% of the audience as new clients. And Monda, who is the head of the Centre for Ethnic Minority Research in the UK, collaborated on a report with one of the big banks in the UK, and he did a talk at the launch. And the big idea he identified for the talk he gave at that launch event came about from considering the behaviour of his audience in relation to the problem. And that talk made the national press. And the thing is, right, the most profound messages that have shaped countries, changed the course of wars and created movements have been simple ideas born from a deep knowing of where people are and where they want to be. You must be the change you want to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. You will face many defeats in your life, but never let yourself be defeated. Maya Angelou. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Oscar Wilde. And getting that audience intimacy and identifying that message is the first step in creating a powerful talk that makes change happen. And if there's one thing that I want you to take away from this episode today, it's this. Your audience comes first. It's not about what you want to tell them. It's about what they need to hear to get from where they are to where they want to be. But in order to know that, you've really got to connect with them as deeply as possible. Well, I hope that's given you some food for thought and ideas for getting better results with your talk. And I'd love to say thank you for choosing the Speaking Club to listen to. And if you get value from the show, please consider leaving an honest review over at ratethispodcast.com/TSC. It'll just take a couple of minutes. And as I said at the start, if you want help, pop an email over to me at sarah@saraharcher.co.uk with the Speaking Club in the subject line, sharing what you need help with, and I'll create an episode for you, or maybe even bring you on the show. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and until next time, don't you forget to go out, grab your life by the nuts, and get cracking. Bye-bye. It's a nightmare. You're an expert with so much to say, but now that you've been booked to speak, you're struggling to know exactly what to talk about. You want a talk that engages the audience and wins you new clients without you losing your personality or anyone feeling pitched to. But what happens when you sit down to create that talk is that you end up staring at a blank page for ages, or worse, surrounded by hundreds of sticky notes with content that you could include. With so much material, you just don't know where to start or finish. Don't worry, because many experts like you face exactly the same challenge. And that's why I created the Blank Page to Stage Guide. In just 50 minutes, this breakthrough resource is going to help you identify the big idea of your message, make it relatable for the audience that you're speaking to, and convey it all in a way that gets the audience inspired and on board with your idea. And it works even if you have tons of material or your subject feels less than exciting. If you want to cut through swathes of content and get a talk that you're excited to share, your audience loves, and wins you new clients, then grab your Blank Page to Stage Guide from saraharcher.co.uk/newguide-TSC. Oh, I forgot to say, it's completely free. Enjoy!